The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, good morning, everyone. And I brought the topic with me today. It's a phrase that I heard repeatedly on a recent retreat, kind of for days, every morning in the guided meditation. A teacher will start with this phrase: we're not in a hurry. We're starting where we are. We're releasing the demand of otherwise. I mean, every morning she would do this. At some point I realized she really means it. We're not in a hurry and we're starting where we are and releasing the demand for things to be otherwise. So I wanted to unpack this phrase, we're starting where we are, a little bit for today as a Dharma reflection. When I was reflecting about this, and I had this sense that our broader social culture has a total different orientation for us. You know, we're very goal and result oriented. We don't like to start where we are. We start where we think we should be, you know. And so we're often pulled by the goal or the result we want to get or the expectations we have. And you know, if we want to go to the toilet, we can't just get to the toilet right over there. We had to start by getting up from where we are and then take step by step by step to get to the toilet. And but that often is not how our minds work when we sit down. We probably notice this very often, and that's the case for me, you know. If I'm sitting down and right here, I might begin to notice, oh, my mind might be leaning forward a little bit about the next thing that is happening for the day. And it's not quite here just yet. And there is an image that the student once offered that stuck in my mind, and that is that tumbleweeds. You've seen the tumbleweeds rolling around, tossing from ground and ground, and they can get really big. They pick up additional weeds. That can be kind of like our mind works, you know. If when we sit down, a loud sound is here, instead of just being there receiving the loud sound, our reactivity picks up right away, you know. This is not good, and then that's the weed, you know, it's picking it up. And then we start complaining about it, and start protesting about it. Why should we be here, you know? Or maybe we start complaining the whole neighborhood, the whole area, California, and the whole world. You know, this began to tumble, like the tumbleweed. And it picks up all the reactivities that we have, and the thinking we have, and it gets bigger and bigger. And as we're tumbling around, and we can have a physical pain that's here, but immediately, without really being with the pain, just as it is, again, we can begin to build the stories. That's the tumbling that starts to happen, or leaning forward that starts to happen. So this is starting where we are, invites us to have a different orientation. That is, can we really be honest about what is happening right now with ourselves, right here as it is. The truth of it, being really honest. You know, sometimes I sit down and I'm just sitting down. All I notice is, oh, you know, I'm a little present right now. But I may not be noticing what is the present in the field. I just, oh, okay, the attention is here. And then it takes a little orienting for us to notice, oh, the sound is here. I can begin to notice my body in some way. Or I can begin to notice some mental activity or emotional activities that's happening. So it takes us to really register that we're here for us to get to know. We have a little bit of footing on where we are. This kind of, you know, if we're going to go to the destination, we needed to go one step at a time. And so that's the footing we're establishing. And so that's where we are. And that's how we are. And often, it may not be good news. You know, you may be noticing something very unpleasant, difficult that's here. But that's what's calling. That's what's alive here. That's part of life here. Who are we to deny that? And so this starting where we are is inviting an honest, respectful way of meeting life, meeting aliveness that's here. And this retreat, the teacher spoke about when we feel ping, when we feel pain, we are also knowing we are alive. And that was a significant statement for me when I heard that. Because so often we like to get rid of it right away and we want to push it around. But we are denying the aliveness that's here. That's also calling us. That's also inviting us to have attention and kindness with it. And so the first step of starting where we are is to begin to kind of really allow ourselves to take in the totality of our being in this alive being that's unfolding. And and the other aspect about starting where we are is once we become clear and present with where we are and how we are, we begin to offer an opportunity to have a wise relationship with what's happening. We can learn about the patterns that are happening within us. And so sometimes we can begin to see, oh, if I'm really going to feed my fear, this is just going to pick up the hot coal. You know, that's just going to burn. But that takes us to meet this pattern in our lives more clearly. When we begin to see this more and more, we can begin to have a choice. We can have a wise relationship with it to say, oh, I'm not going to pick this up this time because I've seen this a lot. I know this. It's after we're knowing, we're seeing this, we can begin to let this wise relationship to emerge and to allow this wise choice to come forth. And so we can put down the things that we know are not helpful to us. That's only possible when we're willing to really truthfully see what is here. We don't have that choice if we're kind of rolling around like this tumbleweed. There's no choice there. It just, you know, if somebody says nice things, it rolls one way. Somebody says something bad, we roll the other way. We're just kind of floating around based on the worldly wings. That's in our Dharma phrase, worldly wings of blame, praise, good and bad. And so this starting where we are offers this possibility to choose wisely, to meet wisely what is happening. And more when we began to stay connected with a start where we are also learning to then stay where we are. And this is where the grounding began to establish. We're more and more grounded in the mindfulness, in the stream of mindfulness, in the continuity of mindfulness. And that is a potent field. We're not picking up the weeds anymore, like a tumbling weeds picking up bigger, getting bigger and bigger. And so we're letting things falling away from being picked up. And so that's the potential of this practice. Yeah, those are the words I have in mind to share today. It was wonderful to practice with you all and sharing Dharma. And thank you.